For SearchSecurity.com, you're listening to Security Newsmakers. Hi, I'm Neil Reuter. Enrique Salem assumed one of the biggest jobs in the information security world this month as CEO of Symantec, replacing John Thompson, who retired after 10 years. This is Salem's second tour with Symantec. He first joined the company in 1990 with the acquisition of Peter Norton Computing. He left in 1999 to become Vice President of Technology and Operations at Ask Jeeves. Then he moved to identity management vendor Oblix. He was President and CTO of Brightmail and came home to Symantec when it acquired the anti-spam vendor in 2004. Congratulations, Enrique. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Neil.
Enrique, this is your second tour with Symantec. You came over as CEO of Brightmail when it was acquired in 2004. You also worked for Symantec through the 90s when they bought Norton. Tell me, how is the Symantec of 2009 different from the Symantec of the 90s? And how is the Enrique Salem of 2009 different from the Enrique Salem of the 90s?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of big differences in our company. One, we have become very relevant to enterprises of all sizes at this point. In 1999, Symantec was about a $600 million company, and today we're $6 billion. So when IT managers think about how do they protect their business, how do they protect their information, whether it be from a backup and recovery perspective, for disaster recovery, for securing intellectual property, they can think of Symantec now. And it's no longer what many people believed was a consumer security company. It's now both an enterprise and a consumer company. I think when you ask me about what's different about Enrique Salem, I think that I've had an opportunity to work not only for large companies now, but I spent a couple of years looking and working at smaller companies. And I think that gives me a unique perspective where I can think about how do you have the agility of a small company, but use the scale of a large company? Because quite frankly, Symantec is the market leader in security. We're the market leader in backup and recovery, and we need to build on those leads. And so that requires us to continue to drive innovation. And small companies, some of the companies I've participated in, have been very innovative. And I hope that that's what I can help bring to Symantec as we look forward to the next 10 years.
When you talk about agility and scale, can you be a little bit more specific about how you can apply that?
I think it comes down to a couple things. One is you have to have a culture that's based on rigorously measuring performance and holding people accountable. When you work at a small company, there is no place to hide. Everybody has a very clear set of responsibilities. And that's one of the things I want to make sure that we bring here to Symantec is that people feel very much like they know what they have to do, they know what they're going to be held accountable for, and they're going to be rewarded when they perform. I think the other thing that's important when you think about a company like Symantec is we have a lot of scale. So now it's a matter of being very disciplined about picking a few things and doing them very well. Because when you're at a smaller company, they don't have the resources of our company, and so they have to be very selective in what they do. And so my goal is to use our scale by applying it to a few very focused areas.
So as we speak of focused areas, if you had to pick one priority for your first year as CEO, what would that be?
You know, it's tough to only pick one. There's always at least a couple. But if you think about our company, we've done a great job of growing through acquisition. We've acquired 30 companies in the last 10 years. And one of the things I'd like us to do is to make sure that we're bringing the broader Symantec portfolio together into more integrated solutions. We've done some work there, but I think that there's a further amount of work that we can do. And let me just give you an example. We have the market-leading data loss prevention technology. We acquired a company called Vontu. And what I think is important is that that technology be tightly integrated with our Symantec endpoint protection technology. I think it's also important that we integrate the Alteryx client management and server management suites. And so from our customers' perspectives, what they've continued to tell me is drive better integration. So that would be one thing I would say from a product perspective would be a priority. And if you'll indulge me in a second, I think what I want to continue to do is make Symantec easier for both customers and partners to do business with us. And I would say those are probably the two things. One is a very much product integration. The other is making it easier for both our customers and our partners to work with our company.
Speaking of acquisition, McAfee, which is probably your chief security competitor, acquired a strong network security component when it bought Secure Computing last fall. What challenges does this acquisition present to Symantec, and how will you deal with those challenges?
When I think about what they did with secure computing, I think they're moving further down the stack and more towards hardware. I think a company like Symantec is moving up the stack towards helping our customers protect information. And so that's what we think it's about. I think any acquisition moves you in a specific direction. And for us, while we continue to be very focused on security, the priority for us inside of the security space is about how do we help our customers secure information, employee data, customer data, intellectual property, the things that they use every day to run their businesses.
Recently, you've said that we can expect more acquisitions in 2009. You obviously can't identify acquisition targets, though feel free to do so if you're comfortable with it. But tell us what markets Symantec might be interested in buying into, or what kinds of technologies you might look to enhance your existing product lines.
One of the things that we think about is what are the markets that we're in. The core vision for our company is about securing and managing information. Today, we play in three very large markets: security, storage, and systems management. And so from our perspective, those are the areas that we're going to continue to look at for acquisitions. Now, there's trends that I think we have to overlay over the three markets that we're in. What are the things that matter to our customers? They all talk about virtualization, whether it be storage virtualization, endpoint virtualization, or server virtualization. They also talk about software as a service. So if we think about what are the priorities from an acquisition perspective, it's how do we strengthen our current businesses but take advantage of the big trends that matter to our customers, things like virtualization, software as a service, the consumerization of IT, and this notion of how our customers are moving their backup environments from a tape-based environment to a disk-based environment. And so for us, that's what will drive our acquisition strategy. We will continue to be acquisitive, but right now in this current economic environment, we think it's a buyer's market, and we can afford to be patient. And so we will look at each opportunity and look at how it strengthens our current core business.
Speaking about the buyer's market, probably one of your biggest acquisitions was Altiris more than 2 years ago now. And you also spoke about integration and the importance of integration. How do you assess the integration of the Altiris platform across Symantec's product line? And what do you expect to see along those lines over the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think when you look at Altiris, and it's great that we're discussing security, because we actually think that systems management and security absolutely go together. From our perspective, the only way you're going to have a secure endpoint is it has to be well managed. And so we've done a lot of work to integrate the Altiris management console, the Altiris client management suite, the Altiris server management suite with our Symantec endpoint protection technologies. And so from our perspective, that acquisition has served us very, very well. And Altiris will be some of the underlying platform components that allow us to further integrate our technologies. To give you an example, we've got currently a data loss prevention business. But one of the things that's important to our customers is how do you integrate that data loss prevention technology into their existing infrastructure? So if we detect that somebody's trying to steal critical information or confidential information, using the Altiris workflow technology, what you're able to do is deprovision the account of the offending user. And so from our perspective, the Altiris integration is going well. We've done some work to integrate our security products with our system management products. But I think that the next generation or the next revision of integration comes from this workflow technology that not only allows us to integrate our own products, but also integrate into our customers' existing environment.
Let's stick with the integration theme, given Symantec's broad portfolio of products and services and your aggressive acquisition strategy. What are some of the key areas in which you see tighter integration of security technologies?
I think that there's a lot of opportunities to continue to integrate our security portfolio with a number of different things in the broader Symantec portfolio. So let me give you a couple of examples. When customers think about protection, what they want to do is they want to be able to basically say, how do I not only think about curing data or a device, but how do I also recover from a disaster? So from our perspective, it's pretty clear that what you've got to do is you've got to bring together the backup and recovery technologies with our security technologies because they go hand in hand. Another great example is if our data loss prevention technology detects that we've got critical data on a server, you want to integrate that with our control compliance suite so that that server knows that we need to monitor it and make sure that there are no vulnerabilities or threats to that server given that it's got critical data. So we're definitely looking at a number of integrations, not only inside of the security portfolio, but across the broader Symantec portfolio.
In a recent interview, you told Bloomberg that Symantec was growing in the large enterprise segment. Can we expect that to be the company's primary target market in the next few years?
When you look at our business, one of the things that makes us be very encouraged about the Symantec opportunity is that we have a fairly balanced portfolio, meaning that we've got about 30% of our business that comes from consumer, about a third from the mid-market, and about a third from large enterprise. And so what that does for us is that different customer segments have their ups and downs based on current economic conditions. And so from our perspective, while we will continue to do the best job we can in large enterprise, we also feel that there's tremendous opportunities for us across segments. I'll give you a couple of specifics, though. If we think about software as a service, while large enterprises use software as a service, we see the bigger opportunity in the mid-market today. So we're always going to work across segments based on how each segment is performing and how solutions in our portfolios match to those segments.
Let's talk a little bit more about software as a service. Obviously, it's playing an increasingly important role in security. Can you talk about Symantec's strategy for expanding service offerings and what you envision in terms of scope and scale, say, in the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, my expectations are that an increasing amount of our products will be delivered as a service. So, for example, today we've got the market-leading messaging security technology with the recent acquisition of a company called Message Labs. We also are going to integrate our data loss prevention technology. We'll integrate encryption technology. We'll integrate archiving. We're providing storage or backup as a service. Today, Symantec has over 5 million customers, mostly consumers and small businesses, that are using our backup service. To give you a number, we currently are backing up about 31 petabytes of customer data in our data centers. And so we see software as a service becoming a more important part of our overall business. And I would predict that over the next 3 to 5 years, it could be as much as 15 to 20% of the total business.
In the same Bloomberg interview, and you alluded to this in the integration discussion, you spoke about Symantec's leadership and market share gains in information protection and data protection. That covers a lot of grounds, DLP, email, desktop, gateway, anti-malware, encryption, etc. Can you be more specific about which areas of data protection you think Symantec is particularly strong in and which areas you think you need to improve?
Yeah, the place where I find that we are doing very, very well is in the area of data loss prevention. So, for example, anything that requires us to categorize information, help us identify what is truly confidential, what truly needs to be protected, I actually would say that's been a very big focus area for us and an area of strength. Now, as you integrate that into some of the other points that need to be protected, into your email, into your desktop, into your gateways, I think we're also doing very well there. An opportunity for us to continue to improve is obviously looking at how do we integrate the DLP technology beyond just what we've done, what I would say in the traditional security space, but to also integrate it with our backup and recovery technologies. Because as people are backing up data, they may decide that certain data shouldn't be backed up or certain data should be backed up with a higher priority. So I would expect us to continue to do more work to integrate DLP more broadly across not only our security portfolio or our security products, but also into our storage products.
Can you go into just a little bit more detail about the synergy between security and backup and storage management?
Sure. When we think about what we can do with our storage products, one of the biggest opportunities is to bring the management and administration of our backup and recovery, our archiving products, together with our security portfolio, because it's all talking about information. The reason you do a backup is because you want to be prepared for a disaster or you want to be able to recover it at some point. The reason you use security is because you want to protect that same information that you're backing up. And so Symantec is in a very unique position to bring together both the backup and recovery market, the archiving market, and the security market. And how we wrap that all together is by using our systems management technology that we acquired from Altiris. So we are in a very unique position, in better position than we've ever been, quite frankly, to help our customers secure and manage their information.
Let's switch gears and talk a little bit about your management style, Enrique. Complete these thoughts. I like working for Enrique Salem because I know he'll always fill in the blank. And then I also appreciate that he'll never complete that thought.
Sure. When you think about my management style, first and foremost, it is all about the people of our company. There's three things that we talk about from how we're going to manage this business. One is about our customer and partner loyalty. Two is around market share and market share gains. And three is about our employee satisfaction or employee engagement. And so if you ask me, what is it I like about Enrique? I think it's going to be that he's always going to be very direct on what his expectations are. And he's going to set a bar that challenges me to do my best work. We have a little phrase that we use, which we say, you know, we expect great things. And so I think we're going to try to motivate Symantec to reach new heights and go beyond some of the things that maybe our own team believe were possible. I think when you talk about what I also appreciate that he'll never do, I think I'm someone who's very direct and honest. And so I'll always tell you what I think. And if I don't agree with something, you'll hear it directly from me. I'll never tell you one thing and tell somebody else something different. So I think my management style is all about how do we build a winning culture at Symantec that is performance-based and that everybody understands what their role and responsibility is and how what they're doing contributes to the success of our company.
Your biography says you have a bachelor's degree in computer science from Dartmouth College. Did you think of yourself as a computer guy in those days? And what would Dartmouth College grads think about Enrique Salem, CEO of Symantec?
That's a good question. I think, if you think about the computer science background, I definitely love technology, and it's something I think will serve me well from my new role because we're in a technology company. It is about the technology. And having market-leading technologies, it's what matters to our customers. Every day, they get bombarded with choices. And our ability to understand their problems and solve them from a technology perspective, I think is pretty important. Now we got to package them up and make it easy to work with Symantec. And that's an area obviously that we'll continue to work on. But I do see myself as a technology guy or as a computer person. And I'm confident that that will help me as I try to navigate the tech industry. I think what would somebody at Dartmouth say about me? I played college football at Dartmouth, and while I aspired to do some great things and run a company, I don't know that some of my friends who I met early in my college career would say that someday I would be having this opportunity to run the largest security vendor and the largest backup and recovery vendor. I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and I think we're going to do some great things.
Clearly, you didn't go to Dartmouth because you were planning a football career.
No. Yeah, no, if you've seen the Ivy League football teams, you're absolutely right. Dartmouth was one of the early innovators or pioneers in computer science. I've always had a passion for computers. I was exposed to my first computer. It was an Apple II in 1978-79 timeframe. And it was that computer that introduced me to what was possible. And so almost 30 years later. I would have thought that there was a lot of things we could do with technology. It's pretty clear to me that we've only scratched the surface of what's possible. And so the idea that computers and technology can change our society, I believed back then and I believe today. And I think we've only seen the surface of what's possible through technology. And a lot of people talk about the current macroeconomic environment that we live in and some of the challenges. And I think technology will lead us out of this downturn because it will drive significant improvement to productivity for workforces around the world.
Well, we certainly hope you're right on that one, Enrique. Enrique, thank you very much, and best of luck leading Symantec.
Thank you.
For SearchSecurity.com, this is Neil Reuter. Hey, be careful out there.